Inside the Gladys Jung Elementary School gym, a group of students huddle around a Lego robot that they've programmed to complete a set of missions. On the other side of the table, there's another team with their own robot, and they're about to face off.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, Lego!
The robots move Lego buildings around the board to complete missions, sometimes exactly as they were programmed to. Sometimes less exactly.
Are they going to hit the swing? Oh, so close to hitting the swing.
Regardless of how they're doing on the scoreboard, for one of the teams competing, today is a historic moment.
This is the first team ever at a Lego competition from McHarvey. Yeah, that's right.
Naomi Olson is a teacher at Muksevik, which is the new village site that's being built to replace Newtalk. Naomi and the first residents moved over to Muksevik in October. And now Naomi's the coach of the Muksevik Napaktisdit.
The Yupik word for construction workers. That's our team name.
Her team was wearing the same construction vest they wear to school every day. They're required to wear them from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. because their village is still in the process of being built.
Our cheer is the beep noises that the machinery does. Beep, beep, beep.
The Napaktisdit team says this is the first time that they've left Muksevik since they moved from Newtalk in October. Daisy Carl says she likes her new home.
Less muddy and running water.
While the Muksevik Napaktisdit did not advance to the state competition, they did win the judges' award for perseverance. Daisy says she's proud of her team's effort.
We tried our best.
Colin Stewart, one of the event's organizers, says perseverance is just one of the things the robotics event teaches kids.
They're doing research, they're interviewing people, they're having to work with adults, they're being creative and coming up with, they almost get all aspects of school within just this activity.
Colin also says the Lego programming competition is just one part of the event. The other part is to create an innovative design to solve a real-world problem. One team designed magnetic pilings to level an eroding home. Another designed a road freezing solution to prevent frost heaves in the road. Ethan Wheeler, part of the Bethel Brick Builders, wanted to fix a problem closer to his everyday.
It's an adjustable swing.
Ethan says non-adjustable swings are a problem for tall kids because their feet drag on the ground. He says they would sometimes throw the swing over the top of the swing set to shorten the chains. But that would just cause more problems.
The chains get tangled and knotted, so when you swing, your hands might get pinched.
So Ethan and his team invented a solution that uses a carabiner to adjust the height of the swing. His team, the Bethel Brick Builders, will be one of three teams to take their innovative projects to the first LEGO League state championship. The other teams advancing are the Ewoks and the Breakfast Club. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.